Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Let's talk movies. Dom Corrier's here. Kia ora, Dom.
Hi, Jesse.
Great to see you, sir.
You too.
A sports film. I love a sports film.
Yeah, Challengers. This film was supposed to come out last year during the strike, but it got delayed because I think they correctly ascertained that the three young stars of this film are the main selling point, and they wanted them to be available to promote it. And they're three rising stars. It's Zendaya, who probably needs the least introduction. She's in Dune and Spider-Man and all those things.
What's the Euphoria? That's her, isn't it?
Euphoria, the TV show.
Yeah.
And she plays, it's her opposite these two rising young actors, one British guy, Josh O'Connor, who people probably most associate with playing the young Prince Charles in The Crown. And also Mike Feist, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was Riff in Steven Spielberg's West Side Story remake. Uh-huh. Fresh faces, very attractive cast. They play tennis pros who all meet when they're young, junior, up-and-comers. And there's this kind of long-term love triangle between them. It's a film about the intensity of young relationships and how that can define you, and how some people are kind of only their best selves when they're in opposition to someone else.
Mm.
And it's directed by Luca Guadagnino, who's an Italian director who burst on the international scene with Call Me By Your Name 7 years ago now. Mm-hmm. He's one of the top filmmakers today, and he's great at kind of drawing intense emotions out of his stories and his cast. And, you know, on paper, this is firing on all cylinders. I didn't quite click in with it. I could sense its intentions every step of the way, but I sensed its intentions more than the impact of those intentions, if you know what I mean. I think people are going to like this, and I think young people are going to love it. The cast looks great.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it attempting to be a serious film, or is it attempting to be a love story aimed at teenagers that just happens to be set in the world of tennis?
Kind of somewhere in the middle there, and that's maybe what I struggled with a bit. Yeah, it's trying to be a high-quality film, but it's also kind of trying to be a film about the messiness of sexual relationships and young love and how that can kind of all blow up in your face. Josh O'Connor probably made the biggest impact. He plays the rat bag, and he's a rat bag that he's kind of like an irresistible rat bag within the context of this movie.
I love that term rat bag, by the way. I wonder who was the first person to coin it. I wonder what era rat bag comes from.
Do you think there was a bag involved? The film sort of takes place throughout a flashback. It's these three people kind of coming back together after they had all these intense interactions 10 years previously, and it flashes back to show the complexity of their relationship. One of them is now like a top tennis pro. That's the Mike Feist character. Zendaya plays is a former tennis pro who's now his wife and coach. And Josh O'Connor kind of plays this down-on-his-luck tennis pro who's scrounging to get by. And when they come back together, all these sort of old resentments and intense emotions bubble up. Again, I just kind of didn't quite get there. I think maybe I just wasn't in the right mood. It's a film I hesitate to criticize because I admired it. It just didn't kind of get under my skin the way I think it was designed to.
Okay. Challengers, romantic drama. Match Point was the Woody Allen one, wasn't it?
Yes. And, there's been a funny little tradition of tennis movies.
Yeah.
It's been pointed out that the woman who plays Mary Jane in the Spider-Man movies always then goes on to play a professional tennis player. Kirsten Dunst went on to star in Wimbledon. Emma Stone was in the Billie Jean King movie. And now Zendaya is in Challengers.
That's fantastic. I love that.
So that's fun.
Was Scarlett Johansson, was she Match Point?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But she wasn't playing tennis in that movie. It was the Jonathan Rhys-Meyers character more.
Thank you. Now, how about Abigail?
Abigail is a film I was quite excited for. It's kind of a horror caper comedy type film by these co-directors, Matt Bentinelli Alpin and Tyler Gillette, who made a huge impact a few years ago with a film I really loved called Ready or Not, which was about a young bride being chased around a mansion by her in-laws. And that was enough of a impressive film to get them the job of making the later Scream films. And they came in and rejuvenated the Scream franchise with Scream 5, which was just called Scream, and then Scream 6. And they really livened up those movies.
Yeah.
And they're really great at kind of a thriller set piece. So this is them going back to their Ready or Not roots a little bit. The Abigail is about a group of career criminals who are hired to kidnap the daughter of a mob boss to ransom, and they have to babysit her in a big mansion. These guys like big mansions.
Mm-hmm.
For 24 hours, and turns out she's a vampire. And she looks like a little ballerina girl. That's not a spoiler. That's in the trailer. And so they're kind of out of their depth, and there's some cool actors in this. Dan Stevens is always fun. Catherine Newton is great. Melissa Barrera, who was the lead in the two Scream films those guys made, is more or less the main character here. Giancarlo Esposito as well. And it feels like a post-Megan film in the sense that the dynamic here is a light horror vibe with a young girl who dances and kills people. And this was fun. It didn't blow me away. I enjoyed watching this. A pleasant diversion, but again, didn't envelop my heart.
Oh. Well, you're not really telling people to rush out and see either of those, are you?
No, I think Challengers has an audience. I think people will like Challengers. I just happen to not. Luca Guadagnino, I love that he's making these kind of films, but it's 130 minutes. I really don't think it needed to be more than 2 hours long. And again, I could sort of see the machinations of it more than I could feel them. And yeah, so not trying to be a downer, but that's just, I just got to be honest with how I feel about these movies.
Of course you do. First Nine Use of Ratbag, 1890, and apparently originated in Australia and New Zealand.
Oh, that's nice.
That's all I can find out.
The etymology, I'm curious about.
Me too. I was just going to pay tribute to the late Max Cryer, who would have been on RNZ telling us all about it, I'm sure.
I predict that there was, like, back in those days, every house had lots of rats, and you'd find half a dozen rat carcasses every morning. You put them in a bag, put it out the front of the house. It's an unpleasant thing.
Yeah, I think it sounds Shakespearean. It's just it's one of those terms that sounds like it's always been there. Sounds like it was meant to be, but someone would have been the first person to come up with the idea of calling a person a rat bag.
I like the fact that it's a pejorative, but it allows for a little hint of appeal.
But rascally,
in there,
eh? Yeah. But rascally.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Dom Corey on movies.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.